If you want a title for this, it's called Learning to Live in the Now. And if you ask that, you know, John 10:10. Go to John 10:10 and notice what it says there. This is Jesus speaking. I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. The NIV says, I've come that you might have life and have it to the full. The Amplified Version says, may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. You know, today is the day of God's abundance. Today, God wants you to enjoy life to the full. You know, they have some people having difficulty living in today. You know, the great statesman Benjamin Disraeli, the great English statesman, he said, every day man crucifies himself between two thieves, the regrets of yesterday and the fears of tomorrow. Well, we can't afford to remain in the regrets of yesterday, and we can't afford to live in the fear of the future. So I want to challenge you today to live in the present. While it's today, live in the now. Live in the now. You know, how many of you remember, you know, your parents, or you might even say it to your kids or your grandkids, come here now. Do it now. Anybody ever heard that? I imagine most of us have. You know, what was going on here? Well, they were motivating you and promoting you, promoting in you, get it done now attitude. Don't put off. Do it now. You know, Psalms 118:24 in the New King James says, this is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day the Lord hath made. We rejoice and be glad. You know, yesterday was a great day. You know, you hear some of the old timers talking about the good old days. Well, actually, I don't know that they were that good. You know, but, you know, some people live in yesterday and yesteryear. And then some people live in someday. Someday, by and by, you know, it's going to be better. You know, by and by, that's an old song. When the morning comes, you know, there's an old song that goes like that. Then they're going to, you know, but God's word says today is the day to rejoice and be glad in. Today is the day to have abundant life and have abundant living. God wants us to enjoy his benefits today. You know, a lot of people are talking about, well, when we all get to heaven, well, praise God, there are going to be benefits there when we all get there. But the Word of God tells us that there are benefits that we can enjoy down here on our way to heaven. Yes, come on. Amen. You know, Psalm 68:19. Look at Psalm 68:19. I better slow down and let you turn there. I'm going too fast. I got them all, I got them all cut and pasted right here. We used to have to turn, preacher have to turn to all of his. Now he can do it this way. It's easier. All right. You got it? Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us up with benefits, the God of our salvation. Daily, today. Yes. And tomorrow he'll have another load. Yes. And the next day he'll have another load. You know, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of healing. Today is the day of deliverance. Today is the day of safety. Today is the day of protection with God. Today is the day of overcoming. Today is the day of provision. Today is the day of favor. Today is the day of success. Hello? Go back and read there in Joshua 1. It says, if you want to have good success, it tells you how to have good success in life in Joshua 1:8. I'm not going to tell you. You go look it up. Today has great value, you know, but we have to take advantage of the opportunities of today. So, you know, and the advantage of the opportunities of today so we can obtain all of the blessings that God has for us. Now, remember that God's promises for you are available today, not in the future, not because he blessed somebody back here, but today. Now look at Hebrews 3. Hebrews 3. Start with the 13th verse. Hebrews chapter 3. Find it on your iPad, iPhone, or your regular Bible. I got all of them here. And then on iPad and this phone, I don't know how many different translations. I like to go read in different translations, because when you do, you get a little bit better view of what the scripture is actually saying. Like we sometimes only have one word, like the word love. And in the Greek, the New Testament Greek, and that's what we got to realize, that the Greek today is not New Testament Greek. It's not what the Bible was written in, the New Testament Greek. They have four different words for love. You know, we got one word for love. We love candy. We love our wives. We love our car. We love our kids, you know. But they had different words. Now, everybody found Hebrews 3. If you didn't, I'll send Anthony back there and have him help you find it. Didn't he do a good job leading the worship tonight? The whole team, didn't they do good? Man, they did excellent. They did excellent. Well, I noticed that, three of them, I think, are on my crusade team. Four. Yeah, there was four of them off of the crusade. In fact, me and Anthony and Dwayne, the drummer, and was Evan playing the bass? Evan playing the bass. We were in Canada all last week. I preached in Toronto Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then went over to Calgary, and we did Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in Calgary. And I got home Saturday morning. Well, I got in bed Saturday morning about 4 o'clock. And so, man, I just go. You know, I live in today. I'm not worried about retirement, because I ain't going to retire. I'm serious. I'd go crazy retiring, sitting around. Okay, here we go. But exhort one another, huh?
I'd go crazier.
Yeah. Well, I had knee replacement, 2 years ago this month, I guess. And I only missed two Sundays out of the pulpit, and then the rest I sat down and preached. But I had to get up and walk around every 30 minutes, and I couldn't, for 6 weeks, I had to, every 30 minutes I got to walk around and so forth and so on. And so I'm sitting around the house, and I told her, I said, I'm going crazy. Sitting around, I said, I ain't never going. And she said, well, you're driving me crazy too. That's why I said I'm never going to retire. All right. But exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, and do not harden your hearts as in rebellion. For who, having heard, rebelled? He's talking about the children of Israel here. Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt, led by Moses? Now, with whom he was angry for 40 years, was it not with those who sinned, whose corpse fell in the wilderness? And in whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter because of their unbelief. He called unbelief sin. Now here the writer, he's talking about the Israelites that didn't go in. They come out of Egypt, but they refused to go into the promised land. They literally hardened their hearts to what God said, refused to obey God. And later when God said they had to go back in the wilderness, they tried to go in the promised land, but he told them it's too late. Forget it. He wants you to live in today. When he speaks, he wants you to go with what he says and do what he tells you to do. You know, the testimony of these people was, we didn't believe God, so we died in the wilderness. You know, the writer challenges here t- today, when you hear what God wants, believe him and do it. See, did you read that right there? It said, but exhort one another daily while it is called today. See, God wants us today to enjoy his blessings. Some people don't believe that today's the time to move with God because they want to do it when they want to do it at a more convenient time. But if God's speaking to you to do something, today's the day to do it, not later. Hello? There are many people that have missed out on a blessing because somebody didn't obey. I can tell you that as a sophomore in high school, I was traveling with Dad, me and my sis and Mom. We were traveling, doing meetings. We were out in California doing meetings, and we set the house trailer up, and Mom cooked the last meal on Saturday evening, and we began to believe God for food. On Wednesday, finally, a guy knocked on the door and said, "Brother Hagin," talking to my dad, "the Lord been dealing with me since Saturday to bring you food, but I knew you didn't need no groceries, but today it got so bad I couldn't stand it," and he had a whole pickup load full of groceries. We didn't have anything in the house, in that trailer that was, you know. But God began to speak to him to meet our need the day we was asking, but he didn't respond for 3 days. That's why it's important. If God's telling you to help somebody or bless somebody or do something for somebody, you better get up and get it done, because that person is probably believing, praying, and asking God. Hello. You know, I was at one time at a minister's deal, and I was praying, and the Lord told me to give a certain guy $100. Well, that's all I had. That's all the money I had in my pocket. And then besides that, I looked at him, and it didn't look to me like he needed any money. And all I had, this was years and years ago, and all I had was that $100 bill. It's the one that my dad, when I started preaching, my dad told me, he said, "As soon as you can, save up $100. Now, it wouldn't be that much, but back then it was when I was 1958, and put it in your billfold, and you can always get out of town, you know, because sometimes you preach and they say, thank you for preaching, and we'll see you, and they don't give you nothing. I've been there, done that too. But so I didn't think he really needed it, but okay. I got it out and I slipped it. I actually slipped it in his pocket, and he didn't even know I did it. And later on, one of his friends, another preacher, told me later on, said, "You know, when we were at that conference," and he's talking about, he said, "You know, so and so," and I said, "Yeah, I know." He said, "You know, he got home and he was going in his coat pocket, and he found $100 bill." And and he said, "Well, the Lord provided. He'd been praying because he needed to buy some food for the family, you know." Well, I didn't tell the guy it was me. I didn't say, "Oh, that was me. That wasn't me." No, hey, sometimes you need to keep your mouth shut. Get the reward from God. You see, if you get the reward from man, that's all you're gonna get. But just keep your mouth shut. You know, I didn't tell him. I didn't tell him that. And Dad didn't. When that guy told him, said, "The Lord been dealing with me since Sunday to bring this food," Dad didn't tell him. Dad didn't tell him, "Boy, we've been believing for him." He said, "Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you, brother." He didn't tell him that, you know. But sometimes you need to keep your mouth shut sometimes. But yeah, I found out later that he didn't have any money to buy groceries for his family. They was out of groceries, you know. So, hey, writer here is challenging us today. Hear what God wants to do for you or for somebody else through the word, through his word, and then do it. You know, some people, they just don't have any belief for receiving something today. "Well, someday I'll get it. Someday." Well, let me tell you what, someday don't ever come. It's today. Unbelief kept the Israelites out of the promised land, And unbelief will keep you from receiving all the promises that God says belongs to you right here in the Word. You got to believe it and receive it. I've told you this before. I'll tell you again. I got it written in my Bible. The Bible says it. I believe it. That settles it. Period. Somebody said, well, I said sort of simplistic. Well, it may be, but I'll tell you what, it stood me good all these years. Praise God. You know, today is the time when God wants to help you. Today is the day that he wants to offer you healing and provision and salvation. Of course, most of us all are saved, so we already know that. You know, in 2 Corinthians 6:2, it says, for he says, in the acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The New English Bible says, now is the day of deliverance has dawned. Now, not tomorrow, not next week, now the day of deliverance. See, today is the right time to experience the blessings of God, not wait some time else. Today. Today is when we should be living in the promises of God. Some people say, oh, well, you know, someday when we all get to heaven, it's going to barely be good. Well, you know, today, I'm living today. I need something now. Amen. I don't need, you know, today is when I'm going to believe God and get his promises. Thank God for the future that we have that's promised us in the Word of God. Thank God for that. But right now, I want to live now. And he said that he wanted us to have life and have it more abundantly. Well, he's not talking about in the future. He's talking about now. Anybody here? Y'all gone home already. 1 Timothy 4:8. For bodily exercise profiteth a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having the promise. Now here it is, the promise of the life that now is, and that which is to come. See, there are too many people focusing on that which is to come. He said that he having promise of the life that now is today, and the future. See, the New International Version said, godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. You know, I don't know. I've been around church for a long time. And there was some people are always talking about the life that is to come. But the Bible says the present life and the life that is to come, the hereafter. Come on, you with me? You're gone home already. See, living the godly life today is valuable and profitable. Yes. You know, some people think we just have to wander around down here like a beggar, wandering through the heat and the cold, living in with all the sorrow. But when it's over, on the other side, by and by, you know, it's going to be different. Well, that's a great day. There is a great day coming. There's a song, great day coming. But I want to tell you what, I'm living now. Thank God for the great day. He said here, godliness is profitable for the promise in the life that now is.
Yes, amen.
You see, the life that now is where I is. I know that's not good English. I got better sense than that, but that gets the point across. The life that now is where I is, right?
Amen.
Right now, in the present, this life.
Yes.
That life, the now is where you is right now.
Yes.
Now, I realize that's not good English, but I got everybody's attention by using that kind of English, didn't I? You know, some people give you the idea, or the impression, maybe I should say, that all we have is a promise for the next life. Anybody ever heard some people talk and you got that, you get that idea from them? Anybody? Yeah. Yeah. But actually, it says having promise of the life that now is.
Yes, amen.
Having. Is that past tense?
No.
Present tense or future tense?
Present.
Having. Having promise of the life that now is. That means now. Today. See, recognize today you need to exercise your faith in the promises of God and receive from Him. See, go to Hebrews 4:1. 4:1, we'll read a little bit here. Okay? Hebrews 4:1. Anybody getting anything out of this? I just want to motivate you a little bit to get into God's Word and live the good life with God. Hello? All right. Therefore, since the promise remains of entering the rest, which is the you know, that would be the promises of God, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest. And he said, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. He's talking about the children of Israel not going in to the promised land. And we could put the rest there is the promises of God. Today is the time to exercise your faith in the promises of God and believe them and see them come to pass in your life. The Bible says that by his stripes, we were healed. Well, you could write, by his stripes, we are healed. And Miss Shirley here can tell you that's a fact. They pronounced a death sentence on her, and here she is all these years later. Praise God. See, it's important that we realize that God wants us to have abundant life today. Not waiting for the life. We got a life that, when we just read it there, the life that now is and to come. Did you get a hold of that? So, look at the Israelites. They did not mix faith with what God said to them. God said to them, I'm going to give you the land. They didn't mix faith with it. And in the Word of God, we have his promise. He tells us some things here. We mix faith with it, we get them. I want you to notice only two of that old congregation went into the promised land, and that was Joshua and Caleb. And it's because they said, we can do it. Let's go take it. In fact, if you read there in Numbers, there about the 13th chapter, 13th and 14th chapter of Numbers, the whole story is there. They rose up and was going to stone them. And God had to intervene. And he talked about Caleb. He said Caleb had another faith. See, he had faith. Exercise your faith today in God's word. That's how I've done it all my life. You know, some people think that sometimes they see ministers and they think, well, like myself and my wife and my dad, that, hey, we had to exercise faith to get through. You see us today. You didn't see us back then. You didn't see me back when I'm driving a car that's falling apart. My uncle kept, I'd take it over there and he'd fix it. And finally he told me, don't bring this car back in here, son. Take it to the junkyard and pay him $5 to take it. That's how bad it was. A 65 Ford. If it was a real cold day, you had to push it for a long way to finally get enough heat in the engine so that the valves would come unstuck so you get the thing started. Any of y'all mechanics know what I'm talking about? Oh, but you see, but I just kept believing God. The God said that he wanted us to have a good abundant life. Well, it's not abundant life when you got all that on top of you, but you keep believing God, keep going, walking and saying, I'm believing God. And you come out on top. See, today is a gift from God. Today is your opportunity to step into the promises of God and exercise faith. You know, We need to believe today. We need to speak what the word says today. We need to act on the God's word today. Hello. See, we need to realize that today it's possible to live your life to the full. It's possible to live life to the full. First, God has given us three major things so that today we can live our life to the full. Knowing what God has given us can help us to be ready to mix faith with the word of God and receive. See, God has given us today, he's given in his word. For Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." Then, secondly, God has given us a faithful high priest. According to Hebrews 4:14 and 15, seeing that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Then today God has given us the privilege to come to the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Yes, that's today we should be doing. Now, also, secondly, he says to us and he talks to us about having the right attitudes in today. Yes. Maintaining these attitudes, excuse me, can help us to be ready to mix faith with God's word. Excuse me, I got a tickle here. Okay, we need to live life today with a first day attitude. What do I mean when I say first day attitude? Remember the first day when you found Christ as your Savior. Remember the feeling of that, the excitement, the joy. The first day of your child's life, I never will forget. You know, it was July of 69 and Craig was born. I never will. That was a very special day. Just a minute. Let me get one of these deals. Maybe it'll help me. That was a very special day. In fact, if y'all want to know what that is, it's called a vocal zone. It's what all the entertainers and people use. And you can just put it right up here and it starts trickling down your throat and it clears it all up. One of the entertainers told me about these. So that had gotten saved and now was singing for the Lord. And they told me about these. And they really do work. Now, you don't need to use them just for a cough. They're not just for a cough. They're when you're speaking and so forth, and they don't taste very good, but they do the job, all right? See, maintain a first day attitude. Remember the first day of your marriage? Remember the how excited you were when you got your first paycheck? One of my grandsons, he's working at the ministry. Well, I got two of them working there on the grounds crew this summer. And he had just started, you know, he's 16. And he was so excited, he got his first paycheck. He was so excited about that. You know, we need to live with a first day attitude. We need to be excited about every day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. We need to be excited about every day we get up. It's the day to live life to the full according to what God said. He wants us to have an abundant life, living it to the fullest. Okay? You know, living life with a first day attitude, you won't have any regrets. See, learn to live every day as a new day, the first day. And then there's another attitude you need to live life with. You need to live life with the last day attitude. Every day needs to be lived if it was going to be your last. You know, I'm talking about a do it now attitude. Yes. Not waiting. Yes. What would you do if you know you knew you only had 24 hours to live? You know, it might be good to write down some things. And if you only had 24 hours to live, write them down. It might be good for you to do those things. And then learn to live life with a today I can do it attitude. Today I can attitude. You know, Philippians says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things. It doesn't say spiritual things, it says all things. That includes life and spirit, natural and spiritual. Okay? Today I can do what God says. Today I can have what God says I can have. Today I can rise up and live life because of who I am in God. Today, you know, I can have life to the full. Today, I am who God says I am. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Today, I can live victoriously. Today, I can believe God and enter into all of his promises. Today, victory is mine. Today, it's time for me to move from defeat to victory. Today, it's time for me to stop being a nobody and become a somebody in Christ Jesus. Amen? Praise God, praise God, praise God. Anybody get anything out of this tonight? Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. It's 2 minutes till I tell you we're going to have six to seven, and it's 2 minutes to eight. Now, Craig is not as good as I am about getting you out on time, but he's doing better. Have you noticed? He's doing better. Yep. praise the Lord. Glory. He's out of town today. In fact, I got a call from him on the way over here. He was going to the airport and getting ready to fly back home. So, but praise God. I usually here to speak to you. But, I got a lot more. I got quite a bit more experience than he does. So you learn how to do it quicker sometimes. You know, sometimes I just skip over a bunch of stuff and jump to something else, you know. You learn to do that after a while. Bow your heads for just a moment. If there's anybody here that doesn't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, this is a great day. This is today. It's the day to find Jesus. Or you need to rededicate your life to God. Today is the day to do it. If there's anybody here in that category, let me see your hand. I want to pray for you and with you, okay? Praise the Lord. Also, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, and you'd like to receive that biblical experience, not a church crotch, not church creed or doctrine, but the biblical experience of being filled with the Spirit. Let me see your hand. We'll pray with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, everybody stand up and just thank God. For this is the day that we're going to live in the today, every day with him, according to the word of God, and the blessings of God are ours because he said we could live in today. Thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody want to be prayed for healing tonight? We'd be glad to pray for you if somebody wants healing, want to be prayed for healing. Well, oh, there's a lady with her hand up. Come on down. We'll lay hands on you and pray. Bible says they lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. Just come on right here. Hallelujah to Jesus. Everybody reach your hands out as we minister to this lady right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lay hands on her. Father, I thank you that the healing power of God's flowing in this body to effect the healing and the cure. I call this body well, healed, and healthy in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, sometimes people make something hard out of getting healing or getting anything. It's not hard. It's just easy. All you got to do is believe it and receive it. That's all there is to it. Amen. Praise God. All right. Next Sunday at 4:30, we're going to have dinner time. Oh, first time guest? All right, Jane, take our first time guest. We got a special gift just for you. There's a special little room back there, and she's going to take you and give you talk to you a minute and give you a gift. Praise the Lord. Hey, don't forget, we're going to furnish the hamburgers and hot dogs, and I guess we'll furnish some cheese and lettuce and tomato and all that stuff, I guess. But you guys bring some side dishes, especially bring them desserts. All right? All right. You're dismissed. God bless you. We'll see you next Sunday.